If our life was a movie, it'd be Krull. This is Poor Mojo's news show for Friday, March 23rd, 2007. A daily roundup of things that seemed important. Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards will continue in the race despite the announcement Thursday that his wife Elizabeth is once again battling cancer. From the article, "The campaign goes on. The campaign goes on strongly," said Edwards, former senator from North Carolina and the 2004 Democratic vice presidential nominee, at a news conference in his hometown. "The bottom line is, her cancer is back. We are very optimistic about this because, having been through some struggles together in the past, we know the key is to keep your head up," he said. A federal judge has struck down a 1998 law requiring website owners presenting material which may harm minors to block access by requiring a credit card number. According to the article, the Philadelphia District Court judge said parents can protect their children through software filters and less restrictive means that do not limit the rights of others to free speech. "Perhaps we do the minors of this country harm if First Amendment protections, which they will, with age, inherit fully, are chipped away in the name of their protection," wrote senior U.S. Judge Lowell Reed Jr., who presided over a 4-week trial last fall. Our editor, Mojo, says, "Chalk one up for sanity and free speech." This is Poor Mojo's news show. One of the 8 U.S. attorneys forced to resign by the White House under questionable circumstances, which may involve politics, David Iglesias, published an opinion piece in the New York Times Wednesday. His position, succinctly put, is that he'd like embattled Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez to stop lying and restore the former New York federal prosecutor's good name. From a Raw Story article, Iglesias ends his op-ed expressing gratitude for President Bush's appreciation of his service, which he stated during a White House address Tuesday. But Iglesias added that only a written retraction by the Justice Department and setting the record straight regarding my performance would settle the issue for me. "My opinion is, I agree, that really should be the minimum that this scumbag Gonzo should do, reverse the libel of good attorneys." According to a Raw Story article, Iglesias wrote in his New York Times piece about the phone calls he received from top New Mexico Republican lawmakers Senator Pete Domenici and Representative Heather Wilson, during which he was inappropriately pressed for information regarding a politically charged corruption case. "A few weeks after those phone calls, my name was added to a list of U.S. attorneys who would be asked to resign," wrote Iglesias. "Even though I had excellent office evaluations, the biggest political corruption prosecutions in New Mexico history, a record number of overall prosecutions, and a 95% conviction rate." Raw Story also reported in an exclusive that Representative Linda Sanchez, the chairwoman of the Subcommittee on Commercial and Administrative Law, which is leading the House Judiciary Committee's investigation of the U.S. attorney firings, is seeking to avoid a showdown with the White House. President Bush has offered that staff members, including political adviser Karl Rove and former presidential attorney Harriet Myers, meet congressmen off the record behind closed doors to avoid what he calls a show trial. As of press time, both the House and Senate have approved forcing these staff members to testify before the Judiciary Committee by subpoena. A spokesperson for Representative Sanchez, however, is quoted by Raw Story as saying, "Representative Sanchez and the House Judiciary Committee are carefully proceeding in good faith with the Bush administration to produce relevant documents and witnesses on a voluntary basis, and avoiding a more contentious showdown if it's possible. My opinion, here's hoping that this is just one of those things politicians say and not a sign of weakening of the Democrats' resolve, because if they botch this and we don't get our show trial, if we don't get to see that evil shit Rove on our TVs sweating and lying under oath, then we might as well board up the Democratic National Committee headquarters and vote Bull Moose or Whig or for some other dead party like the Greens." This is Poor Mojo's new show, a proud member of the Progressive Podcast Network. Listen to something new, fresh, and progressive at progressivepodcastnetwork.org. You may recall that the Motion Picture Association of America trained dogs to sniff out recordable DVDs in an effort to curb movie piracy. The dogs can't tell if discs are pirated, but if they're found in a box marked diapers or car parts, questions are raised. According to sfgate.com, the two Labradors have done such a good job while on loan in Malaysia that there's a bounty on their heads. The Straits Times News says pirates have put out a contract on the canines, who have been moved to a safe house. Our theme song is an untitled piece from the disc Himno Nacional by The Figures, available at fingerprint-records.com. Find us online at pormojo.org and follow the link to the Newswire. On behalf of Longo, Brett, Jim, Davo, Fritz, the Giant Squid, and Mojo, this has been Poor Mojo's News Show. I'm Alan Bernard.